The Save Navan Hospital campaign group has said it's disheartened by the decision to close the hospital's emergency department, but added it won't give up without a fight. The HSE confirmed yesterday that the emergency department will close at Our Lady's Hospital in Navan. It will be replaced by a GP-referred 24-hour medical assessment unit and an injury unit. The intensive care unit will also close under the plan. Our North East correspondent Sinead Hussey has been getting reaction from people in Navan.
Today's news has been a shock to the local community and further afield. Navanini has been there, has saved many lives. I've used the service myself, and the last few demonstrations over the years has shown the number of people has come out in very strong numbers. We're looking at over at least 100,000 people. Tara Mines also is a local employer, like many others, but it's an underground. And I worry about the workers in that, because they need an A&E service quite near to their doorstep.
It's a wonderful hospital. I've been in it many, many times, and I was so, so well looked after. And it will be very sad. I don't know why it's happening.
As far as I'm concerned, the service is great to have on our doorstep, especially having a child with any emergencies. So it's a real pity to hear that now, actually, yeah.
It's an ongoing thing with the government. They're always trying to close that hospital down. Especially the A&E department, you know.
I'm joined now by Dr. Colm Henry, Chief Clinical Officer at the HSE. Thank you very much for coming into us, Colm Henry. When is this downgrade of Navan Hospital, the closure of the emergency department and the ICU, when is it going to take place? When is it happening?
Mary, there's no downgrading. To be very clear about this, what's happening here is we planned with other hospitals that we've successfully implemented in what are called Model 2 hospitals, is they've expanded their services. They continue to see acutely ill medical patients through the medical assessments units. They continue to have active busy local injuries units. What we're looking at here is a small proportion of patients who come to emergency departments, so long as they're labelled emergency departments that accept all patients. And for a small proportion of patients, their needs are best served by bringing to the right place first time. And this step we're proposing to do is the latest in a series of steps that have already taken place in Navan Hospital, where patients with heart attack bypass, stroke bypass the hospital, trauma bypass the hospital. What we want to do now is get to a position where those people who are maybe critically unwell or unstable are brought from their workplace or home to the right hospital first time and not to a hospital.
But you know, you don't have to convince me of whether it's a downgrade or not. It's the people of Navan and the people of Meath that you have to convince that it's not a downgrade. They believe they're being downgraded, that they're losing crucial parts of their hospital, and they're going to be channeled towards Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda, which they see as already overcrowded and under stress.
Well, to assure people, first of all, that the emergency department, as it currently exists, a small proportion of people who go there are, as I said, are critically unwell or unstable, and we need to identify those people at source, and with enhanced ambulance cover, enhanced advanced paramedics, bring them to the right hospital first time. And we replace that emergency department with a 24/7 medical assessment unit. Our experience elsewhere is that a great majority of patients who currently present to emergency departments, medical patients, would continue to be able to have their needs met in such medical assessment.
And when will it happen, which was what I was asking you?
Well, at this point in time, we're looking at the additional resources. In addition to the additional beds and expanded emergency department that's been put into Drogheda, we're looking at the additional resources that have to be put into Our Lady of Lourdes Drogheda. That includes intensive care beds, additional medical beds that will enable this change to take place. But
when will the expansion at Drogheda happen? Because that has to happen before you close the emergency department and change the hospital to a grade 2. You don't want to use the word downgrade. So what comes first? What are the next stages?
Well, this has to be carefully planned. In the first instance, we had provided already over 80 beds to Drogheda Hospital. We'll have expanded the theatres there. The emergency department has been expanded. There's more work to be done in identifying additional medical beds and ICU beds to replace the very small intensive care unit in Navan Hospital. And that work is ongoing with the RCSI Hospital Group now. Before that,
is the commitment, though, that you will not move on Navan until you've finished the expansion on Drogheda?
We want to make sure to be very clear about this, that the resources needed by Drogheda Hospital, OLO Hospital, are in place so that we can seamlessly transfer from one intensive care unit, which is small, seeing too few patients and too little complexity, to a larger intensive care unit in Drogheda.
And the other element here, you're replacing the ICU, I think you'll have this emergency, the replacement assessment unit, but that's going to need a referral from a GP. And one of the things that the activists who are against this say is that, you know, there's huge pressure already on getting appointments with GPs, on trying to get referrals from GPs. So this will just put further pressure on the individuals, on the householders, on the families.
We have found the medical assessment units where they've been implemented in the 8 small hospitals, and based on that government that policy document of 2014, there are 9 hospitals identified. Navan is the last one to undergo reconfiguration. But the medical assessment units work well with the GP community, who clearly understand the nature of acuity, the ceiling of care that can be provided in the hospital, and they select the patients accordingly. We find the great majority of patients who previously attended the emergency department, the same categories can attend the new medical assessment unit.
You've no worries about availability of GPs to do the referrals?
Well, clearly working with the GPs is an important step, because we rely on GPs to assess patients in the community, but as well as GPs, we're putting in a resource in terms of rapid response vehicle in the community, as well as advanced paramedics, to ensure that people can be assessed, triaged, resuscitated and transferred to the right place first time in the community.
Colm Henry, Chief Clinical Officer of the HSE, thank you for your time on Morning Ireland this morning.